Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 35. Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com, and the following is a segment from the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. For complete episodes and more information on getting outside and in shape, visit OutsideHealthAndFitness.com. I don't know how it is for you, but for my wife and I, the start of the school year means a much tighter schedule. We got to get everybody up a little earlier. Everyone has to go to bed a little earlier. We got to get this one at practice. That one's got a concert. This one has an open house. It's really pretty hectic and pretty tight. So when the school year starts, it becomes a real challenge to find time to fit in fitness. So I thought I'd share some ideas for finding some time to stay fit when you don't have much time. So the best way to do this is just get creative. Look for some opportunities to stay active during the day. So number one, go to bed a little earlier, which might not be so difficult because you're going to be worn out from all this running around anyway. But if you can get to bed 20 minutes earlier, then you can get up 20 minutes earlier. And it's amazing how much fitness you can squeeze into 20 minutes. You can run a couple miles, go for a walk, do some bodyweight circuits or some yoga. It's not hard to get a routine in first thing in the morning if you got an extra 20 minutes or so. Number two, walk to lunch. Why waste a whole hour eating? Walk to lunch, eat light, and walk back. With some planning, you could easily squeeze in a 30-minute walk during a lunch break. Speaking of walking, why not go for a walk or go for a run while your child's at soccer practice or music lessons? They're occupied anyway, and rather than just sit there, why not get up and get active? Number four, maximize even small amounts of spare time. There's a great little app that I use called the Swerkit app, and it has little circuit routines that you can do in as little as 5 minutes. Or you could try some Tabata style intervals. So here's an example. You can sprint for 20 seconds, jog for 10 seconds. So I hope you enjoyed today's segment. If you have a comment or a question, I'd love to hear from you. Visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/feedback to leave a voicemail right from your computer. Just click the big record button and start talking. It's as easy as that. For more information and full episodes of the Outside Health and Fitness podcast, visit OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.